do you think of life in Rosslyn's Arena?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Pizza.
Nedelia. Ponedeliak.
Erasmus on air.
Macedonia versus Bulgaria. Hello, people of the world. We salute you from Radio Student and wish you a pleasant, warm day. If you heard about us before, then you know that we are international gathering Ljubljana, and this is our Erasmus on Air show, taking place every second Monday from 12 to 12:30 in the heart of Rožna Dolina. For the beginning, I would like to introduce our very small group, which will present to you a topic that most likely you've never heard about before. My name is Mili from Macedonia, and next to me is Deni from Bulgaria.
Salute!
Our purpose is to take you on a trip to the south of the Balkans and give a voice to a theme that derived from our mutual conversations and exchange of impressions. Having the opportunity to know Deni and vice versa, we are able to acknowledge a discrepancy that exists between these two countries, a discrepancy which is based on stereotypes and different interpretations of history. We named this topic Macedonia versus Bulgaria, and it was presented on one of our meetings. So in the timing we have, we would like to indicate the main points that grasp and combine the arguments into one.
Hello again, and now I'm going to explain more in details what the title of our topic means. And the word standing between the two neighboring nations is a concept that can be explained by both social and historical perspectives. Versus actually demonstrate abrasive ties existing among the ordinary people, among this social class that has the propensity of being simplistic when an issue demands sophisticated observations. And again, versus show how differently the history could be concerning same happenings in two separate border regions. Starting to give more details from social side means to describe the society attitudes in Bulgaria towards Macedonia as a whole, i.e. towards something fusely defined, neither only as a country nor as the people in, but as every single element which identifies a particular nation-state. Basically, Bulgarians have a sense of possession when it comes to Macedonia. Often they, or we, so to say, do not accept the existence of the territory, saying it's a fake construct created and stolen by the great powers in the past. Moreover, the Macedonian language is considered as a dialect of the Bulgarian, judged with subordinate meaning. This widespread opinion affects the everyday life in both nations, which is easily spotted in many social media taking a form of unfriendly speech. There are a couple of Facebook groups, for instance, titled with similar names like Macedonia is Bulgarian or Macedonia is not Bulgarian, with not frightening but enough number of members, varying from 100 followers and more. This is one of the easy available examples proving the presence of two constantly opposing objects. To think of the historical perspective, or in other words, to describe the main reason provoking such an ignorance, it's to point out its power. How that power is used and what message carries are questions that we will try to answer right after the song, which, by the way, is a good mixture of electronic music and typical Balkan sounds.
Thank you.
Okay, we are again on air, and this is Erasmus on Air. So for the purpose of additional exposure and explanation of the concept verses, I would like to refer to our history books. And when I say ours, I mean the books written for history classes in primary and secondary schools in Macedonia, and focus on their impact on those who read them. Macedonia. Primarily, history depicts the existence of this nation as a long-term fight for liberation and freedom, united by the notion of nationalistic identity, whose status is constantly threatened. Our neighbors are our ferocious enemies, and their main goal is to conquer our land and destroy our national identity. History classes were focused on particular events which, according to the interpretation of history, were fatal for the Macedonian existence, and for that reason, today the territory of Macedonia is smaller than it's supposed to be. Hence, and supports the idea that even today, this nation has the right for territories which were unfairly taken away. So what I want to indicate with this example is the hostility that is embedded on young children and how that defines their surrounding and points of view. Through these repetitions of finding a constant fault for our misfortune, children leave schools with anger and desire to destroy neighboring countries, assured in their capability of bringing glory and fairness to this forgotten poor country. But there is something more frustrating and concerning than the way history is taught, and that is the continuation of this nonsense in the present time. Namely, politicians use this issue in order to justify a certain political failure. I would like now to quote a statement of an ex-minister of foreign affairs, which was related with Macedonians' negotiation dates for entering the European Union on the June summit 2012. And with that to support my claim. So I quote, "I think that on the June summit, unfortunately, there will be no decision for Macedonia to begin the negotiations for entering the European Union. I think that this is something that the Macedonian public should know, and it does not come a word whether Macedonia is prepared or not, for the reason that the European Commission has acknowledged our preparation already in 2009. There is at least one country that announced a blockade, and that is Greece, alongside with the neighboring Bulgaria." And this is one of the examples of how politicians claim that their work is done, but the problem lies in the neighboring countries, of course, and their will to complicate our situation.
With reference to what Milisav said, actually there is nothing wrong with your history classes, especially when you are a teenager, okay, except the fact that you have to study a lot. That was also the case when the section of the Bulgarian history was presented to us. The country had its great years of flame and conquests that I remembered until now, you know, in order to be a real patriot. 9th century was the time when the today's territory of Macedonia became a part of Bulgaria. According to different sources, at that period Bulgaria was a kingdom, encompassing big part of the Balkans, and lately in the 14th century fell upon the Ottoman rule as big as it was. During the Russian-Turkish War, part of the country went out from the empire but broken. Notably, Macedonia stayed in the Ottoman rule and never came back as a part from Bulgaria. We have to take into account that the reliability of these facts could be disputed, since the history is always reshaped by the political regime in place. Bulgaria was a part of the Eastern Bloc country, allied with the Soviet Union, whereas the Socialist Republic of Macedonia was one of the 6 constituted countries of Yugoslavia. Well, what does this mean? It means that different influences have been passed through the hands of historians, and even a brief exposure of them is very dangerous. Why? I think because this is what drives the assertive behavior of the grassroots from the Bulgarian side. I mean, how freaking strong should be such a discourse and fact that causes the idea of belonging a neighboring country that was part of your territory centuries ago? Anyway, the worst of the power of the history are the public speeches from politicians, mainly socialists or so-called ex-communists, who dare to show pretenses in the internal and foreign policy of Macedonia. Last year, for example, in a morning show of BTV, two guests were invited to comment the speculations of sharing Macedonia between Albania and Bulgaria. That was said from the Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sergei Lavrov, and BTV asked the question, is this true? There were two responses, and one of them, invented by an independent member of the parliament, Mr. Enchev, was, I'm quoting, well, God forbid to be so, but unfortunately it's not so. It would be reasonable to be so, since 100% of the Slavic population in Macedonia is Bulgarian. Macedonia is an artificial state, which unfortunately has real problems. The language is southwestern Bulgarian dialect, which has Serbian influences, especially in Skopje. Bulgaria should have a policy which forbids the membership of Macedonia to EU until the moment when Macedonia will confess its Bulgarian roots. End of quotation.
Бабилоно, само напред удиме главите горе кон небото доле на дно. Доволно дълго сме, далеко слънце не допира кога е мрак. Самата надеж за по-добро утре ни дава во целата темнина зрак. Подай му ръка на брата, го делиме патот на нашиот татко. Отвори ги очите, погледни убаво, избистри поглед да ни биде мат. Но едно сме сите на крајот, од другата страна на сјајот. Береме утеха тука во народ, што бара на земјава да го проживе рајот. Той никогаш не бил ни виден, а сакате тамо баш сите. Вистинска љубов е духовен водач, а Богот за гробот и не ми бил никогаш битен. Па затоа уште сме тука, за децата наши да учат од грешки, што никогаш сме си ги правеле сами, трагајки по среќа во времења тешки.
Yes, we give them our feet, then we never treat them like bed. Set them afraid. Yes, we are rise up, not here, I rise up like them. Them are get rid. In this year, we shall a mission, a make decision like Fred. Friend, give a hand. One I love, we are set on to guide them.
Fela terene, shiri eres. Зашто им се рамна пато што од рапот бара интерес, им ставам стрес, ко земјотрес, што мрокам на микрофон е Бабилоно, троми без рефлекс. Оковите кини ги види во сонце, да кренеме нагоре, времето дойде. Па колку ни треба да сватиме дека го кратиме животот кој ќе ни пройде, петирани сме. Бираме слобода на место комот и Бабилон филм. Спремен сум да гинам прв за гринаут и за конкерин лајан. Правам крим и драма за да ставам крај. Сите сме на тез, мојата чест е кона самурај. Не оставај бед, чекаш на ред. Путни во системот кој ни прави блеф, оди ме напред.
I tell them I fed, making a dread. Yes, we give them a feed, then we now go treat them like bed. Set them afraid. Yes, we are rise up, our ways up, not here, I rise up like them. Them I get rid. In this ya vision, a mission, a make decision like Fred. Friend, give a hand. One a love, we are set on to guide them. Praise the
'cause we are giving all the time of unity. No place for them down suction in the blessed society. Can't take me prisoners, the people them are free. We offer them a revolution, fire burn within. Tell them I rise up, soldier them out are staring. But I get to you that strong them refuse to bury. Tell them I wise up, love we are sharing our side. 'Cause a Zionaya is a state of mind. Faith in a dread. Yes, we give them a feed, then we now go treat them like bed. Say them afraid. Yes, we are rise up and wise up, not here, I rise up like them. Them a get red. In this your vision, a mission, a make decision like friend. Friend give a hand. One a love we are set on to guide them.
Yes, indeed. Zion is a state of mind. Hi again, and you're still listening to Erasmus on Air. And guess what? The end is not near. So, this was a song made by two groups, one a rap group and another reggae group. At one point of the song, it is stated that it is difficult to sustain yourself in this system of Babylon, and therefore we need to unite. So, let us unite. But before that, we want to continue with the issue we have prepared for you. The reason why we share these historical facts with you is to somehow show you a broad picture of what happens when one is bombarded by any possible means of propagating agendas. Whilst we are distracted by false patriotic propagandas, we fail to objectively acknowledge current statuses and actions taking place near us, the aims of which we all crave for. For instance, the years of 2013, 14 and 15 were marked both in Macedonia and Bulgaria with huge protests and social movements, which I think will be solemnly remembered in the years to come. The protests in Bulgaria occurred due to the monopolistic ownership of electricity companies, and the ones in Macedonia started as student protests. These protests in the two countries, which lasted for months, developed into general protests against the governments and their high level of corruption, but heard neither I nor Danny of such events. It seems that one has more interest in reporting provocative statements and arguments claimed by particular people in function than broadcasting massive social movements occurring in a neighboring country. Either there was very little information shared via the media, or there was no news at all.
It was exactly this reason that encouraged me and Millie to think about what happened and why it was not spoken or shared. For the fact that the both of us were able to learn about this from one another, we decided to share this information with other people, with you. It's crucial to understand how a particular propaganda affects people and deprives them of supplementing solidarity to each other. Even though these are neighboring countries, news such as these can be left out, hidden from the bigger part of the public.
For a conclusion, I would like to state that following false nationalistic notions creates a blind that limits and narrows the range of your eyes, and consciously or unconsciously, you support the actions made by your government. Once again, this was Erasmus on Air show, and we are International Gathering Ljubljana. Our meetings take place every Friday at Živko Squad, which is a part of the Factory Rock, at 7 p.m. So, if you're interested in any way of participating, sharing news and experience with others, you are welcome to do so. Okay, it seems that destiny wanted to separate us from you without saying goodbye, but here we are again. So, it was me, Milisav, and Danny, and we broadcast to you this theme. Thank you very much, and we would like to share a message with you. Always question your borders. Have a nice day.
Ciao.
What do you think of life in Russian Zelina?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Pizza. Nedelia. Ponedelia.
Erasmus on Air.